Well, tell you what, listen to this one. Psalm 90, verse 2, it says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Isn't that beautiful? I love it. It's Psalm 90, verse 2. Well, happy Sunday, this ninth day of June 2019. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship. So good to see. I hope you are having yourself a blessed weekend. Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, if you've been maybe under a rock for a couple of years, Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's a program that really prepares our hearts and our minds on Jesus. And I'll tell you what, today is certainly no different. Got some wonderful God-honoring music on the way. As we start things off, here's Chris Rice and the Untitled Hymn right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. Spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side, and fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Isn't this a beautiful song? I just love it. Chris Rice and the Untitled Hymn. Friends, so good to fellowship with you today. In fact, you know, I've always said there's just something special about a Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. You know, the same God who has been there for you in the past is the God who is going to be there for you in the future.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words. Thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good. Joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God, and I am not so.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied. Within your presence I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day. lands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Oh. One thing I ask, and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Yeah. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your Spirit's water for my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Are you enjoying your summer, by the way? Oh, I sure hope you are. I love summer. Love it. I love this weather. I'm not looking forward to winter at all. So I'm really going to take advantage of the nice weather for sure. You know, there's been a story told of a man who fell into a pit and couldn't get himself out. A Pharisee walked by and said only bad people fall in pits. And then a mathematician walked by and calculated how he fell into the pit. A news reporter wanted an exclusive story on his pit. A realist came along and said, now that's a pit. An IRS agent asked if he was paying taxes on his pit. The county inspector asked if he had a permit to dig the pit. A self-pitying man said, you haven't seen anything until you've seen my pit. And there's Jesus, seeing the man, reached down, took him by the hand, and lifted him out of the pit.
Sin and its ways grow old. All of my heart turns to stone. And I'm left with no strength to arise. How you need to be lifted high. Sin and its ways lead to pain. Left here with hurt and with shame. So no longer will I leave your side. Jesus, you be lifted high. You be lifted high. I fall to my knees, so it's you that they see, not I. Jesus, you be lifted high. And even now that I'm inside your hands, help me not to grow prideful again. Don't let me forsake sacrifice. Jesus, you be lifted high. And if I'm blessed with the riches of kings, how could I ever think that it was me? For you brought me from darkness to light. Jesus, you be lifted high. You be lifted high. You be lifted high. You be lifted high in my life, oh God. And I fall to my knees, so it's you that they see, not I. Jesus, you be lifted high. Oh, Jesus, you be lifted high. Oh, you be lifted high. To my knees, so it's you that they see, not I. Jesus, you be lifted high. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Till their heart. hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I will hold your people in my heart.
Isn't this a beautiful song? John Michael Talbot, and Here I Am, Lord. Let that be the desire of our hearts today. Lord, here I am. Send me. Use me any way that will give you glory. Let that be the cry of our hearts. Hey, I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. And we've got a great contest going on our Facebook page. I hope if you have some time today or this week, like us on Facebook. Look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. You know, trust is one of the most powerful facets of our faith. It really is. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." You know, friend, we all have trust. We all do. We all have trust. And we all choose where we place that trust. See, if you place your trust in other people or in your own abilities, in your own accomplishments, your titles, your education, and all of that stuff, you will one day be disappointed. All those things are just subject to change. But friend, God never changes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God never changes. So I encourage you today, plant your trust in him and be like the tree planted by the water, rooted and grounded and yielding good fruit no matter what comes your way. Put your trust in Jesus today.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He is coming, he's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children.
children of God. We've been set apart for His name's sake, and we will not be moved. We stand and boldly declare His faith. The sons and the daughters, the children of Christ, raise it high for all the world to see.
Her name is Bridget Donahoe, and the song is Children of God. Well, friend, I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. It is, of course, Sunday, and you're listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Next Sunday is Father's Day, so I have to remember to get a card this week and remember my dad. And if you are able, and if that's applicable for you as well, I hope you remember your dad as well, and those spiritual fathers that God has brought into our life. Those are so precious. So, well, friend, you can always connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. My email address here at the radio ministry is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y. @greatnewsradio.org. And when you're able, connect with the program on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with the Lord's people today at our church. And I hope you have a chance to do the same and make that a priority of gathering with God's people. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.